Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is, based on our Old Testament reading from Genesis 22, the story of Abraham and Isaac, our title is, God Will Provide. There's no outline this morning. This is a special story sermon. So give your ear to the story of Abraham and Isaac. I am Isaac, son of Abraham and Sarah, and son of the promise. I'm called the son of the promise because many years ago the Lord God came to my father Abraham and Sarah and promised that they would get a son, me. But I'm also the son of laughter, because that's how my name, Isaac, can be translated, laughter. Why that name? Because when the Lord my God told my mother and father they were going to have a son, my mother began to laugh and to laugh. And why did she laugh? Because she was 90 years old and Papa was 100. She thought it was impossible. But God had the last laugh, and here I am. My name means laughter. Not only this, but God promised that through me would come the descendants for the people of Israel, as many as stars in the heavens. And more important than that, would come the Messiah, Jesus. Now today, I want to tell you about one special event in my life. When I learned this wonderful truth, and here's the truth, God will provide. The sacred writer in the book of the Bible called Genesis begins my story this way.
And it came to pass, after these things, God did tempt Abraham.
Now, God doesn't tempt anyone to sin, but God does sometimes choose to try or test our faith in order to change us, to strengthen us, to teach us an important truth. And the important truth He had for me and for you is this: God will provide all that we really need. Now, what did the Lord God say to my father Abraham? Well, listen to the words of the sacred writer.
Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I shall tell you of.
Now, I was not with Father when he was told this, but God spoke, and my father obeyed. Later, well after the events I'm talking to you about today happened, my father shared with me what he was thinking when he received this interesting command. Father told me, if the Lord God had told me, take a choice lamb of one of your flock, it wouldn't have been so shocking. But God said to my father, take your son, your only son, Isaac, the son of the promise, the son of laughter, and offer him as a burnt sacrifice. What? My father said, kill my son? God, doesn't your word say you shall not kill? Father told me that two immense tensions filled his heart. If he killed me, how would the promise of the descendants, and especially the promise of the Messiah, be fulfilled? And if he killed me, how could he tell his wife? How could he explain to Sarah that he silenced the laughter, that he put to death Isaac, her pride and joy? Father said these were the things that were racing through his mind, but deep down inside, my father knew somehow he could still trust God. Now, how about you? Sometimes in your lives, do things just not make sense? Do you have struggles that you wrestle with that only you and God know about? Things that are happening in your life or the lives of those you love, you don't understand? Dear people, know. Please know deep down inside that God can be trusted. Yes, God will provide. And here is what happened next to me.
Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and split wood for the burnt offering, and went to the place where God told him.
Now, Father had not yet told anybody what was going to happen. What if he had told my mother? What if he had told me? All Father could do was what he knew God wanted him to do. Now, friends, please take the same lesson that I took from this. Do what God has clearly told you to do, and know that he'll handle the rest. Yes, God will provide.
Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar off.
3 days we journeyed. 3 days my father kept to himself the horrible secret. 3 days my papa walked with me holding my hand. 3 days I looked into the eyes of my father whom I loved and I trusted, and now I understand the tears I saw in his eyes that day. And on the third day, this is what my father said to the rest of the people who were with us on the journey.
Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go up yonder, and we will worship, and we will come again to you.
Did you get that? He said, the lad and I will go up yonder, and we will come again back to you. At that time, I didn't give my father's words a second thought. It wasn't until later that I could understand that my father, did he somehow believe that God would raise me from death after I was sacrificed? Father didn't have all the answers. He didn't have any of the answers. But he knew that God could be trusted. He knew that God will provide. And here's what happened next.
Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went, both of them together.
Little did I know what was about to be offered on that wood that I was carrying on my own shoulders. So with childlike simplicity, as I struggled under the weight of the wood I was carrying, I said to my papa these very words.
Father, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
Yeah, Father, where was the lamb? How could I have known? I was to be the sacrifice. And then Father spoke to me those words I'll never forget. Those words that have been kept for you in Holy Scripture to this day.
My son, God himself will provide a lamb.
Father trusted. Father trusted that God would provide. Now, some think that my father, by faith, saw the Messiah, Jesus, the Lamb of God slain for the sins of the world. And many, many days after my time, listen to the words that Jesus spoke to a group of religious leaders when he lived.
Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad.
Now, perhaps my father only fully knew this later. Perhaps. But only one thing I know for sure. On that day, by the look in his eyes, as his eyes met mine, I knew that on that day, I was the Lamb. I didn't understand. But I trusted my Father. And here's what the sacred writer has written for you.
The two of them walked on together. And at length they came to the place where God had told Abraham. He built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
Now I have a word for you, those of you who are parents this morning. Oh, you loving parents. Imagine my father looking down upon me, bound on that wood on the rock altar and see the tears streaming down his aged cheeks. And the sacred writer now tells you this.
And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him and he said, "Do not lay your hand upon the lad, for now I know that you fear and trust God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son." Then Abraham raised his eyes, and behold, behind him a ram, caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in place of his son.
Joy of joys! God did provide the lamb. He did provide the lamb. But behold, I now show you a mystery. A mystery hidden underneath this event in my life. A mystery meant to be proclaimed to all generations. A mystery that is meant to give you peace and strength whatever life brings your way. I, Isaac, am but a type. I'm a representative of one who is to come after me. Because what happened in those amazing days with my father Abraham points you to one whom you know as the Messiah, the Christ, whose name is Jesus. The symbolism in my life is so obvious that anybody who believes the sacred writings of Scripture to be true has never doubted it. This very Mount Moriah, where I was to be sacrificed, centuries later became the same place where the temple was built, the place where sacrifices were made for the sins of my descendants, the Jewish people. And this place is just a stone's throw away from another place called Calvary, where he who was greater than the temple was sacrificed not just for the sins of my people, the Jewish people, but for the sins of the people of the world. Now, you heard me telling the story about the day I carried the wood for my own sacrifice upon my shoulders, but you know for sure that Jesus carried the wood of the cross upon his shoulders, the wood meant for his sacrifice. You remember, Father Abraham built the altar. He built the stone altar, he laid the wood upon it, and he bound me to it, his son, his only son, whom he loved. Well, let me ask you, who bound Jesus on that cross? It really wasn't the Roman soldiers. It really wasn't the angry Jewish leaders. God the Father gave over his only son to sinful men for crucifixion, as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. For God so loved the world. For God so loved you that he gave. It was his plan to give his son in your place to pay for your sin. Now, did you somehow marvel that I willingly consented to my father's plan for sacrifice? Well, marvel even more at the words of Jesus who said to his Father in heaven, "Lord, I come to do your will." Marvel also at the words of the sacred writer who praised Jesus with these words.
"Greater love has no one than this, but that he laid down his life for his friends."
Now for a moment, pay no attention to me, Isaac. For a moment, turn your eyes here. Turn your eyes here to the one who hung upon a wooden cross for you. There was no one to save him like I was saved. No substitute was provided for him. No last-minute deliverance. For me, Isaac, it was true. God did provide a lamb. But Jesus was the lamb. As John the Baptist said of Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." God provided the Lamb, Jesus, on Mount Calvary for your substitute. Another writer named St. Paul wrote these words.
He did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. How will He not with Him generously give us all things?
My friends, here indeed is the very center of our common faith. And these are the last words that I want to share with you in this message this morning. Here is the very center of our common faith. It's the faith I had looking forward to the day of Jesus the Messiah. It's the faith you have now looking back to the days of Jesus the Messiah. It's the faith you also have as you look forward into any uncertain future you will face. And here's the truth. God will provide. All of this was true for me and my father 2,000 years before Jesus walked this earth. All this is absolutely true for you now 2,000 years after Jesus walked this earth. Lastly and most importantly, and please take this with you to go home today, you can know to come and trust what I knew to come to trust. Whatever challenges or uncertainties fill your life, God, your Heavenly Father, will not let you down. He will meet your deepest needs. God will provide. He has provided Jesus the Lamb, and He has provided Him for you. In the name of Jesus, amen. And a word of thanks to Kevin McDowell, the voice of God. We now worship our Lord with His offering.